And they were always signing these like really young guys and women too. Like, I mean like teenagers, you know, because they're all just like fucking kids rapping and shit. Like, famous case with like Shine, who's the one who like fucking did time for the shooting with J-Lo that you mentioned, right?
And who fucking Puff Daddy threw under the bus super hard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean,
Shine thinks so.
Yeah, and then he got like fucking deported back to police after. But like, I know that like Faith Evans had said this before. Like, there's rumors that, you know, before Biggie was shot, he was going to leave. He was trying to leave Bad Boy because all of them were like, what the fuck? Like, we were kids. We didn't understand how like record deals work, right? And like, we didn't understand that when we signed away publishing rights, we didn't even know what publishing rights mean, because it would get presented like, oh, you own the music, you own whatever. Like, this is you. We're a family. This is Bad Boy. You know, I got your back. Like, I'm in your videos.
Yes.
I'm literally in, contractually, I have to be in all of your videos.
You live with me.
You live with me. We're on Making the Band. Like,
yes.
Whatever the fuck Puffy was doing, right? Like, and these people would be like, what the fuck? So I'm not even actually getting paid for anything? Like, they were, like, making no money. Like, that's why Mace left. Like, there was, like, there's, like, so many stories of people on Bad Boy Records that, like, fucking died homeless after one record, or, like, were so broke they couldn't do anything. Like, it was really – this is something that is, like, haunted Puffy, like, his entire career. And it's like, it's one of the reasons why he's a fucking billionaire, right? Like, because all of these people were broke.
Yeah.
And he made all this money. And I don't know. It's like, you see that kind of also in, you see that with Cassie's, right? With that he had all of this control. He had all of this. You see that with like Lil Rod when he's like dangling this shit about like, oh, you know, look, this is what Stevie J did. Like, oh, you want a Grammy? Oh, you want to do this?
Yeah,
like, it's
all
the fucking same MO. It's just, it's a difference of degrees, not kind. And it seems very clear from both Cassie's lawsuit and whatever you want to take away from Little Rod's lawsuit, but also what everyone has said in between, that fucking UMG and Warner before that fucking knew about all this shit.
It's so much of this, like, even just pulling back a little bit, like, this stuff is so common in entertainment industry in general, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything that we hear about, like, Puff Daddy in these lawsuits, I mean, especially the Cassie one, is, like, shit that you hear about lawsuits about fucking, you know, like movie executives or other label owners or fucking Vince McMahon or all these people at the top of these companies use this sort of, like, same MO.
Yeah.
It's
a fucking feature, not a bug.
Exactly.
I haven't said that one in a long time, but it's true. This is how the fucking music industry is run, by people like this. It's just fucking business.